When we got on board, the thought was that there would be a leave campaign vote and that there would be an in campaign vote. And although obviously you expect some issues between the two because they're very different campaigns, we didn't expect that it would be a millionaire condescending to fishermen. And we didn't expect that it would be as vicious as it was. There was just a lot of negativity, which is not something that I have found too often with the Remain campaign, and something I was really disappointed in as someone that is a Remain voter and campaigns for Remain.
Have they damaged the Remain campaign, in your view, Bethany, even though they were out there trying to do quite the opposite and damage the Leave campaign?
I think Bob Geldof potentially did a lot of damage, especially amongst perhaps fishing communities that weren't sure how they were going to vote, because again, it was a very patronising thing. It was very much mocking the issues that they have. But I mean, hopefully not. Hopefully it won't have a significant effect on the Remain campaign, because there are some great reasons to vote Remain. And I do believe that it is possible to reform the EU. But
what exactly, Bethany, did Bob say when he was on the boat? You know, we'll come to the Tory MPs in a minute, but and you're certain it was Tory MPs, but what did Bob Geldof himself say? We've all seen him doing that rabble-rousing oratory that he does and was so successful all those years ago in Live Aid. But what was it that was wrong this time?
Well, I think the main issue I had is that I didn't really have much of an issue with Bob Geldof on a fairly small boat shouting a massive, you know, UKIP vote with Britannia across the front of it, with, you know, I mean, a very, like, established thing. But it was at the point where we got to small fishing boats that were obviously, like, concerned working class people with legitimate reasons to be concerned, and then it was the jeering at them and trying to drown out their issues. It was as if he was using his ability and his money in order to drown out what they had to say. And
did he? But did he personally jeer at fishermen or not?
He personally told, I'm not sure I'm allowed to say it on radio, but he personally swore at some of the fishing boats.
You're definitely not allowed to say it on the radio. Don't say it on the radio. So he swore at the fishing boats?
He did, yeah. And made swearing gestures at them as well. And so did a lot of people on boards. It just became very negative.
What was coming back from the other boat?
I mean, to be honest, in the beginning, a lot of them were just waving at us. And it was a sort of, it was quite friendly in the beginning, but it became quickly not. And then they were making swearing gestures back at us. At some point, one person on a fishing boat tried to hose our boat. It became just very strange.